USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Talks between Ukrainian and Russian delegations in Belarus began just before 6 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. Ukraine's delegation includes several high-ranking officials. The country demanded an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal of Russian troops in the lead-up to the meeting. Russia is expected to counter with an immediate surrender by Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky is claiming war crimes by Russian soldiers.
They are fighting against everyone and everything alive, against kindergartens, against residential buildings, against ambulance cars. They are using rocket artillery missiles against entire cities, districts, which never had and doesn't have now any military infrastructure.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case that could hinder the Biden administration's effort to combat the climate change theory. Monday's arguments are taking up an appeal from 19 states and coal companies over Environmental Protection Agency's authority to limit carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Outgunned but determined, Ukrainian troops slowed Russia's advance and held on to the capital and other key cities over the weekend. In the face of stiff resistance and devastating sanctions, President Vladimir Putin ordered Russia's nuclear forces be put on high alert, threatening to elevate the war to a terrifying new level. This as the world continues to condemn and punish Russia for attacking a sovereign country. Russia's currency, the ruble, was quoted at 110 to 120 per dollar by Russian banks on Sunday. It had traded at 75 before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That plunges the currency's value of 30 to 40% and would add about 5 percentage points to Russia's inflation. A Las Vegas, Nevada police officer was on the wrong side of a robbery Sunday. As a neighborhood casino was robbed at gunpoint, their security personnel were able to subdue the suspect. When Metro Police arrived, they identified the suspect as one of their own. 33-year-old Caleb Rogers has been with the department since 2015 and was suspended without pay pending the outcome of the investigation. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Using a World War II phrase as Russia is testing NATO in Europe, former President Trump at CPAC in Florida said the sleeping giant conservative movement has awoken.
The radical left is exposed, they're weak, and their pathetic policies have been out there long enough now that we don't want them, we'll never take them. We are bringing back our country, and we are bringing back our freedom. The socialists, globalists, Marxists, and communists who are attacking our civilization have no idea of the sleeping giant they have awoken. We are a sleeping giant. They cannot even begin to imagine the brave and righteous spirit they've unleashed in men and women like all of you here today. And this is some crowd. We broke the record again. We broke the record again. But they're going to find out the hard way starting on November 8th, and then again even more so on November 2024. They will find out like never before.
The group Moms for America say they are planning to join the People's Convoy as it heads to Washington, D.C. Many trucker convoys are en route to Washington, D.C. to protest the government's COVID overreach under President Biden. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.